إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، we're going to continue reading about this important topic, لمحة عن الفرق الضالة. A quick look and a glimpse on the deviant sects and deviant groups of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama, الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. And of course, talking about these deviant groups is a warning for us. We need to know who they are, how they function, how they think, what are their false ideologies and the wicked principles they have set for themselves by them opposing a Salaf or Salih, by opposing that which the Prophet ﷺ has left the companions upon. They are very dangerous, these groups and this هذه الفرق الضالة خطيرة جدا. These ideologies are very dangerous upon the Muslim. Since the Haqq is one, the Deen of Allah is one, ولا يقبل هذا الدين لا يقبل التقسيم. The Deen of Allah does not accept to be divided into groups, into different religions, different methodologies. It is only one deen, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the deen. And if anyone find himself on a path other than that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left for us, he won't be accepted from such a person. Rather, that person or persons or groups, they will be misguided. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضِلُّوا بَعْدِي كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. I have left with you that which if you hold on firm to, you will never go astray after me. The Book of Allah and my Sunnah. Of course, we bring in here a brief illustration and a summary to what we have covered before in the previous classes, because this is the fifth part of this series of lectures on this quick look and a glimpse on the deviated groups and false ideologies and methodologies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on, all of you together, to the rope of Allah, and do not be divided. The Muslim, they're supposed to be one group, one jama'ah, but upon the haqq, not upon colors, not upon tribalism, not upon politics, but upon the haqq, upon that which Allah has commanded us to be upon. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic hadith, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّ الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلِهَا كَنَهَارِهَا لَا يَزِغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ. I have left you on the clear white path. Its nights resemble its days. Anyone who finds himself or chooses for himself other than it will be destroyed. Of course, we want safety. We don't want destruction. We want safety, and we ask Allah for it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But safety is only in adhering to the haqq, adhering to the Book of Allah, to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of a Salaf al-Salih, Salaf al-Ummah. And when we mention the Salaf, they are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first place, and at-Tabi'un, at-Ba'at-Tabi'un, and whoever followed them in good and with perfection. And we have to be aware of the bid'ah and the innovations and the hizbiyats, the ahzab and the different parties that appears, some of them appears in the towards the end of the era of the companions, like the Qadariyya that we already covered, walhamdulillah, and the Khawarij, like we're going to start with tonight. These are not new group, the Khawarij. This is one of the oldest groups, deviated groups. These are people, the founders of this, they deviated while there are companions still alive. Rather, as the ulama, they mentioned the first person, Dhul Khawaisara, he even opposed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "I'dil, ya Muhammad." This man, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he divided the spoil of war, and then this man, he just stood up, his name Dhul Khawaisara, and he, just like that, wal-iyadu billah, he said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of mankind, "Be fair, O Muhammad, be just, because you're not just." A'udhu billah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Wayhak, man yahdil idha lam a'dil." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Woe to you. If I'm not just, who can be just?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Yakhruju min da'di hadha," from the offspring of this person will come a progeny and a people that later on they are the Khawarij. They became the Khawarij wal-iyadu billah. So the Haqq is one. And it is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon, because that's what he came with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the Sahaba hold on firm to after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is that which is agreed with what Allah has legislated. That's the Haqq. Even if you may be alone, has nothing to do with majority. This is a misconception and a shubha that Ahlul Bid'ah, they cast in the mind of the layman's. They says that if you want to know who's upon the Haqq, just look how many people they have. If you want a da'i, for example, upon the Haqq, look at his YouTube clips. Look at the one that have the most hits, he got to be upon the Haqq. Like, for instance, Yusuf Estes. Just like that, because there's so many ignorant Muslims, now you find maybe a million or more, I'm not surprised, if they are listening to him. But still, is he upon the Haqq? No, he's not. He's an entertainer, a jahil, an ignorant person. May Allah suffice us and suffice the Muslims, he's evil.
Ameen.
And may Allah guide him to the path.
Ameen.
Ameen. The Haqq is not known through majority, through eloquency, is known through its proper sources, the Quran and the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And especially, this is very important for you to remember, with the sound understanding. Because now we're going to study this, Jazakallah khair, we're going to study this group, which are the Khawarij. We're going to study this group, the Khawarij. One of the main problems is that they didn't have the correct understanding, as Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, has mentioned. Al-Firqa Thaniya, Al-Khawarij. Now the seventh group from these deviant groups, and remember this is only a summary, as if he wants to go in details, it takes hours and hours. But these are only a summary for us, alhamdulillah, okay? Qal al-khawarij. So, they are categorized with the deviant groups. So there's no good in them, just by this. So when you hear this name, the Khawarij, don't you ever think that there is nothing good going to come from them. No good will come from these guys, Khawarij, because they're deviants. وهم الذين خرجوا على ولي الأمر في آخر عهد عثمان رضي الله عنه ونتج عن خروجهم قتل عثمان رضي الله عنه. These people here, the Khawarij, by the way, they go way back. Because They are the one who went against Uthman radiallahu anhu, Al-Khalifa al-Rashid, one of the best of this ummah after Abu Bakr and Umar, is Uthman. By the texts, by the ahadith, the sound ahadith, he is the best of this ummah. Actually, the ulama, they says, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, as we learned before, that they are the best of all people of all time after the prophets and the messengers alayhim as-salatu wasalam. They are the best. Still you find these people, they rose their blades and their swords against Uthman radiallahu anhu in this great fitna, that fitna which leads to him being killed and murdered. The Khawarij killed Uthman radiallahu anhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa al-afiyah. How could they be upon the haqq, going against this great man, companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khalifa al-Rashid? We are commanded to follow his sunnah, this man, Uthman. He's from the Khulafa al-Rashidun. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-Khulafa al-Rashidin min ba'di. Hold on firm and tight to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. He's one of them. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, radiallahu anhu, and Ali, radiallahu anhu, majma'een. So this is how the fitna started, ya akhwan, by killing Uthman, radiallahu anhu. And before they kill him, of course, they accuse him with so many blatant lies and falsehood, that he's not just, that he's not fit to be the leader, and this, a'udhu billah. Things that we cannot even say with our tongues now. Difficult for me to just say what the things that they said, but it ends by them killing Uthman radiallahu anhu, the one that married two of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As they mention, as Imam al-Dhahabi mentioned in Sirah Alam al-Nubala, no man ever, through the history of humanity, married two daughters of one prophet. And this is not just any prophet, this is the best of all of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He married the first one, she died, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married him to another, to the other. Allahu Akbar. He is the one that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about him that the angels are shy of him. The angels are shy of this man, Uthman radiallahu anhu. This is the man that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, مَا ضَرَّ عُثْمَانَ شَيْئًا بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ. When he spent a lot of wealth for the sake of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, nothing will harm Uthman after this day. Allahu Akbar. He is one of the 10 people that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned them by names, that they are from the people of Jannah. These are the Khawarij, by the way. They kill Muslims, as the Shaykh is going to say later on. ثم في خلافة علي رضي الله عنه زاد شرهم وانشقوا عليه وكفروه وكفروا الصحابة لماذا؟ لأنهم لم يوافقوهم على مذهبهم وهم يحكمون على من خالفهم في مذهبهم أنه كافر فكفروا خيرة الخلق وهم صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لماذا؟ يقول الشيخ لأنهم لم يوافقوهم على ضلالهم وعلى كفرهم. And then in the Khilafah of Ali radiallahu anhu, after the death of Uthman radiallahu anhu, Ali became the Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Now their evil intensify, they increase. You think by them killing Uthman, they say, Subhanallah, Astaghfirullah, Na'udhu Billah. This is a big mistake, we cannot be on the haqq. How could it be possible for us to be on the truth? We just killed the best of the people after Abu Bakr and Umar. None of that occurs to their minds. Look at the evil, ya khwan. Now they increase in this evil. And they separate themselves from Ali because they were with the Ali radiallahu anhu. You know, they separate themselves from Ali in a place called Harura. That's why one of their names is Al-Haruriya. One of the names of the Khawarij is Al-Haruriyah, because they split from him in a place called Harura likewise from their names, al-Azariqa wal-Najadat, according whether to a place or to a person. That's where their names come from. Whether to an event, a place, or a person. Not only they separate themselves from Ali, but they declare him to be a disbeliever. La ilaha illallah. Ali, a kafir. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Astaghfirullah wa natubu ilayhi. Not only they separate themselves from Ali and from the Sahaba, but they say Ali is a kafir and the Sahaba, whoever is with Ali is a kafir as well and disbeliever. Waliyadu billah. The best of this ummah with the Khawarij are kuffar. Now the Khawarij, is there any good? Are they upon any good? We are commanded to follow the footsteps of the Sahaba. We are commanded to ask Allah forgiveness for them. We are commanded to respect them and to love them, and that our tongues has to be safe from them, from abusing them. And these people, they went beyond all that. They declare them disbelievers, waliyadu billah. Why they declare them disbelievers? Because the Sahaba didn't agree with them on their falsehood that they are upon. Because the Sahaba didn't follow the Khawarij on the falsehood and the foolishness as well that they are upon. Their false ideology and methodology that they are upon, the Sahaba opposes them. That's why they declare the Sahaba to be disbelievers. Because the Khawarij, and by the way, don't you think we're talking about now some people that was like in the time of Ali and that's over. No, they are still around these days. Bin Laden and Zawahiri and Al-Qaeda, and they are in many places. Those in Mali and Somalia, the Shabab, and in Egypt, and Ikhwan al-Muslimun, because they go against the rulers, because one of their main signs that they go against the ruler. That's one of their signs. Don't you think that the Khawarij, we're talking about history. There ain't no history, man. This ideology is still lingering. Wal-iyadu billah. And many chaos and trouble that you see now in the Muslim lands because of these guys. Khawarij. Aynam. The Khawarij, they consider anyone who oppose what they are upon, kafir. That's it. If somebody opposes them, he's a disbeliever. وَلْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ لَا حَوْلَ اللَّهِ هَذَا الظُّلْمُ. This is ظُلْم. Anyone who opposes what they are upon, automatically he's a kafir. That's why they declare the best of the people to be kuffar. When they say the best of the people, who I mean? Sahaba. The companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And simply once again, the Shaykh Fawzan, he says, because the Sahaba didn't agree with their falsehood. Okay? And the kufr they are upon. وَمَذْهَبُهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَلْتَزِمُونَ بِالسُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ وَلَا يُطِعُونَ وَلِيَ الْأَمْرِ وَيَرَوْنَ أَنَّ الْخُرُوجَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الدِّينِ وَأَنَّ شَقَّ الْعَصَى مِنَ الدِّينِ عكس ما أوصى به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزوم الطاعة وعكس ما أمر الله به في قوله في سورة النساء أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. From their filthy and despicable yet very wrong ideology that they do not abide by the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, nor they stick to the Jama'ah of the Muslims. They don't stick to the Muslim. They just always want to be by themselves. And you find some people, they have this trait. They don't want to be with the Muslims. They just want to be by themselves. And anyone who doesn't agree with them or what they are upon, they start talking about them and وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ slander them. They don't stick to the Sunnah nor to the Jama'ah of the Muslims. They do not obey Wali al-Amr. The Khawarij. They don't. Unless if he's one of them. They don't obey Wali al-Amr, the ruler, the Muslim ruler. Rather, they see going against him, if he's not one of them, is from the religion of Allah. Mm-hmm. That's what they believe. They believe that going against the Muslim ruler is from the religion. And dividing and splitting the ranks of the Muslims and causing chaos, okay, and bringing terror and fright to the ranks of the Muslims, it is from the religion. How could it be from the religion? They do the opposite, the Sheikh Fawzan says, of that which the Prophet ﷺ has commanded in his Sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ commanded us to stick together to the Jama'ah, to obey Wali al-Amr, to be patient. Even narration says, even if that ruler, he take your wealth and beat you back, you still say, you don't go against him. Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahu ta'ala and others, they says, because going against the ruler, it brings a great harm, a greater harm, وَلِيَادِبِاللَّهِ, chaos, killing, and many things as we see now been going on, وَلِيَادِبِاللَّهِ. They do the opposite of what Allah has commanded in his book. For instance, the ayah 59 in Surah An-Nisa. Allah commands us, obey. This is a verb of command. It's an order from Allah. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority over you.
Amen.
You know, this is a command from Allah. فالله جل وعلا جعل طاعة ولي الأمر من الدين والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جعل طاعة ولي الأمر من الدين. Allah made obedience to the ruler, the Muslim ruler, from the religion. It is from the religion to obey the ruler, the Muslim ruler.
Amen.
And it is in the Sunnah, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم make it wajib, obligatory upon the Muslims to obey the Muslim ruler. Of course, the ulama, they mention, when they bring all the texts together, ta'atuhu fil ma'roof. Fa'in amara bima'siyah fala ta'ha. Lakin la khuruj. You obey the ruler in that which is permissible. But if the ruler command, the Muslim ruler command with disobedience to Allah, this ruler want to make alcohol permissible. No, you don't obey him. You don't obey that ruler in disobedience to Allah, but still you don't go against him. You know? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُوصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ وَإِنْ تَأَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا الْحَدِيثِ. In the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he mentioned, brought a portion of this hadith, very important hadith, when the Prophet ﷺ once said to the companions, and these advices for us too. It's not just for the companions. He said, I advise you with the taqwa of Allah. And the taqwa of Allah, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, هي فعل الأوامر واجتناب النواهي على الوجه الذي جاءت به شريعة الله سبحانه وتعالى. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen رحمه الله, he says, one of the brief definition of taqwa, because it is different definition of taqwa. One of the brief one, he says, taqwa is that you act upon the commands of Allah and you stay away from His prohibitions as legislated by Allah. As legislated by Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said to the companions, I advise you with taqwa of Allah, and that you hear and obey the ruler, the Muslim ruler, even if that ruler may be a slave. Free people, but they have a slave ruler over them. Still, if they are commanded by the Prophet ﷺ, and this is a command by Allah. You know? To hear and obey. Then he said to the companions, indeed, he who amongst you live longer will see a lot of different. It's not going to be the same like in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. The Sahaba, the Muslim, they were one ummah. They were united on one aqidah, one madhab. Likewise, after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, in the times of Abu Bakr, Siddiq era, they continue to be strong, together, one ummah, united upon the haqq that the Prophet ﷺ left him upon. Likewise in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, and then in the first part of the era of Uthman, and then divisions began to happen and tribulation and trials. Sunnat Allah, a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فطاعه ولي الامر المسلم من الدين والخوارج يقولون لا نحن احرار وهذه طريقه الثورات اليوم والثوار. شيخ صالح الفوزان حول تعالى says obeying the Muslim ruler, it is from the religion. It is not just some country saying this or that. The Khawarij, they say no, we're free to do whatever we want to do. The Shaykh says, and this is exactly the path and the ideology of this rebellious these days. This thawar. You see? Yeah, Juan, you have to look at the things that's going on, whether in Libya, in Egypt, in Syria, in I don't know what country, Somalia, in Algeria, Mali, Morocco, all of this tribulation that's going on in so many Muslim countries. You gotta look at it with the from the shara, from the legislation. Or look at it from emotions. Don't look at it from emotions. Even if the ruler is tyrant, oppressive, a bad person, yes. He get there and he became a dictator. A big dictator, and he's taking people's wealth and this. But how you deal with him, you gotta look first what Allah says and what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Not what some ignorant people says on Yawm al-Jumu'ah in some minbar here or there. Now you gotta see what's pleasing to Allah. Because when those people go out there, they may be killed. And we say maybe because just Allahu A'lam, as we heard, so many people are killed. Those people who are killed, they're gonna stand in front of Allah and then they're gonna ask questions. Why were you killed? What did you die for? What are they gonna say? You see? Doesn't matter what Qardawi, Yusuf Qardawi, the wicked big Ikhwani says. He's praising them, praising those terrorists that killing people and killing themselves to be martyrs, a shaheed. The guy who killed himself and started this big fitna in Tunisia. You know the guy who set himself on fire? Huh? You don't know that. He's big, they call it the Arab Spring, right? Spring, ain't nothing. That name doesn't even apply on it. Spring bring life. Spring bring good things, man. Do you know how it started? That spring started in Tunisia. And then it spread like a fire to Libya, then to Algeria. Then you went to Yemen and you went to Bahrain and too many countries. Now it's in Syria. It went to Algeria, to Morocco. Alhamdulillah. But the harm in some countries are greater than others. And may Allah protect the Muslim lands from evil. Now that man who started all of this, he was an ignorant person. Because as they said, that this man, he would just have a stand. He used to sell fruits or vegetables or whatever on the street. And then he didn't have his proper license. You see? And when the person sent by the work for the city, yes, listen, you have a license? No, I don't have a license. Would you please apply for a license? I don't have, I'm free to do whatever I want to do. Look at these renegades. Finally, when they told him, look, man, you like the others. People, they have their license. You don't license. Respect the law, whatever the case is. What this person did? Huh? He went and killed himself. Sit himself in the fire. In front of everybody. What Qardawi and Ikhwan Muslimun say? What? His shaheed, his martyrs. Why? Because that's what they were looking for. That's the spark, Ikhwal Muslimin, they were looking for. Because them, that's their ideology. They working for years to just make the people revolt against the rulers. That's their main objective. So, of course, that person now is a martyr and he's shaheed and he killed himself. The ulama, they said, look, man, if somebody killed himself, he's in a hellfire. Because Allah commands us not to kill ourselves. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Do not kill yourselves. Command from Allah. This person kill himself. You cannot kill yourself for any reason, man. You know, be patient. Even in jihad, look at the story of the man who was causing a lot of damage, and the Sahaba, they were impressed by him in jihad. But when they tell the Prophet ﷺ, he says that he's in a hellfire. They're like, what? If that man is in a hellfire? So one of the Sahaba, or a couple of them, they're like, look, man, this is the Messenger of Allah. He speaks the truth. Doesn't matter what this man is doing, but this is the Messenger of Allah. He never speaks other than the truth. So this man, he's from the people of the hellfire. So now they follow him. They want to know now. They don't doubt the Prophet ﷺ. Hasha lillah. But they want to know what's the reason. Yes, they know that this man is in the hellfire. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said so. لا ينطق عن الهوى. He does not speak out of his desires. Now they followed him because they want to know what? What causes this man? And fa'ala, this man fighting, but then he got injured. And he couldn't take it. What did he do? He killed himself. After all of the good he was doing, mean nothing. Now this man, why? He was in jihad. He killed himself. His mother is sad now, and subhanAllah, caused so much pain. And look at so much trouble came out of that action. But Qardawi, Yusuf Qardawi, who's a deviant sheikh, okay, a deviant person, he's Ikhwani big time, okay? And the ulama, they warned against him for a long time. Sheikh Muqbil, precisely, subhanAllah, he's warned against him. And the mashayikh, Sheikh Al-Utaymin, Ibn Baz, Albani, and Sheikh Rabi, and many mashayikh, they know this man, Sheikh Fawzan. This is a deviant person. A Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi, the Egyptian who resides in Qatar. He has so many controversial fatwa. Music is halal for him. Riba, if you live in the land of Kohar, riba is okay for you. Women mixing with men, it's okay, he says, no problem. Many controversial, wal'iyadu billah, you know, fatawa that opposes the deen of Allah, wal'iyadu billah. So the sheikh, he says now, this thawarat, the people who revolt against the rulers with no right, they are from the khawarij, wal'iyadu billah. They are from the khawarij. قال فالخوارج الذين يريدون تفريق جماعة المسلمين وشق عصا الطاعة ومعصية الله ورسوله في هذا الأمر ويرون أن مرتكب الكبيرة كافر. نعم. The خوارج, their main aim is to split the ranks of the Muslims. أي نعم. To divide their unity. To split them into parties. And by doing so, they disobey Allah and His Messenger, because Allah and His Messenger, they command with jama'ah. Wa'tasimu. Allah didn't say, divide yourself, it's okay. La. Allah says, be together upon the haqq and do not divide yourselves. You see? But the Khawarij, they divide the Muslims. They split the ranks of the Muslims. And they go against Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They disobey Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by going against the clear texts, of course, in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this great principle that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they proud to adhere to, which is obeying the Muslim ruler in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the Khawarij, they consider the person who commit a major sin, a kafir. أي نعم. ومرتكب الكبيرة, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, مرتكب الكبيرة, مثل الزاني مثلا, والسارق وشارب الخمر, الخوارج يرونه كافرا والعياذ بالله, في حين أن أهل السنة والجماعة يرون أنه مسلم ناقص الإيمان ويسمونه بالفاسق الملي, فهو مؤمن بإيمانه فاسق بكبيرته لا يخرج من الإسلام ولا يخرج المسلم من الإسلام إلا الشرك الشرك الأكبر أو نواقض الإسلام المعروفة أما المعاصي التي دون الشرك فإنها لا تخرج من الإيمان وإن كانت كبائر قال الله تعالى إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء في سورة النساء. So the one who commit a major sin, because the people are not on the same level. May Allah protect us from sinning and transgression and wronging ourselves. The one who commit a major sin, for example, a zani, the one who fornicate, somebody who steals, a sariq, the thief, sharib al-khamr. Muslims, they drink alcohol, so what? Yeah, no. Not all the Muslims, no, some Muslims drink alcohol. There were some companions who drink alcohol in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Some people stole in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. And we ask Allah to protect us from sins and from wronging ourselves and from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Khawarij, they look at these people to be kuffar, disbelievers, wal-iyadu billah.
Wow.
You see? The Khawarij, they say, look, if somebody drink alcohol, he's a kafir. He's not a Muslim anymore. But Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, who apply the text of the Quran and the Sunnah with the correct understanding, they say, no, he's a Muslim.
Amen.
مرتكب الكبيرة غير الشرك التي هي دون الشرك Muslim naqis al-Iman. He's still a Muslim. If any Muslim commit a major sin that is lesser than the shirk, major shirk, he's still a Muslim, alhamdulillah.
Amen.
وَمَنْ مِنَّا مُكْتَمِلْ al-Iman. Who amongst us who's infallible and complete? Alhamdulillah, and Allah yastur عُيُوبَنَا wallahi. We thank Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not expose us. If Allah exposes us, I don't think we're going to be sitting next to each other. We still smile in the face of one another. Alhamdulillah, that's a good brother. Because you don't know what I'll be doing when you're not with me. And the same thing happened. And this is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now the Khawarij, they come and say, anybody, somebody smoke a cigarette, a kafir. Steal a kafir, drink alcohol, kafir wal-iyadu billah. But Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, لماذا لأنهم ينظرون بميزان الشرع. Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they use the legislation. قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكن بالفهم الصحيح فهم السلف الصالح فهم الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم with the sound understanding of السلف الصالح who are the companions of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم وإمة الهدى and the great imams of التابعون وأتباع التابعون and the great أئمة that came after them until our time. What أهل السنة والجماعة say? They say, look, if somebody commit a major sin, he is a Muslim, but he is deficient in his iman. He is deficient. فهو مؤمن بإيمانه فاسق بكبيرته. He's still a believer because he's still upon Tawheed, walhamdulillah. He didn't commit an act of shirk and he didn't fall into anything that take that person out of Islam.
Amen.
Nothing, the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he says, nothing takes out a person of Islam except shirk, major shirk.
Amen.
Ayna'am. And still, that's not for us, for me or you, whenever you see somehow he's a kafir. A'udhu billah, taqi allaha fi nafsik ya abdullah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be careful. Don't, la talij hada al-bab. Don't you ever open that door for yourself.
Amen.
Alayka nafsik. Take care of yourself, your family. And don't busy yourself with these matters that are not for you. They're above your head. Take care of yourself, your family. Make sure you're strong. You're upon the correct aqidah. You're upon tawheed. You understand the sunnah. Make sure you do things that please in your Lord. You have ikhlas. Correct yourself. But if you see some of your brothers committing, even if it's an act of shirk, you advise them. You advise them, tell them this is not good, ya akhi, this is not right, we Muslims, alhamdulillah, and the like.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala salah.
يقول الشيخ حفظه الله لا يخرج من الإسلام إلا الشرك أو نواقض الإسلام المعروفة أما المعاصي التي دون الشرك فإنها لا تخرج من الإيمان وإن كانت كبائر لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء سورة النساء في موضعين من سورة النساء. الشيخ حفظه الله شيخ صالح الفوزاني says nothing takes a person out of Islam except shirk. And if a person falls in one of the things that nullifies one's Islam, and of course, بعد شروط وانتفاء موانع, you have to have certain conditions. This person, if he's ignorant of the ruling, he's not a kafir. يبين له الحق. If he's been compelled and forced, and this is well known that the ulama they mention. That's why this takfir is not for the little guys like myself. This is for the ulama al-kibar. Even the ulama, they just when it comes to matter of takfir, that's up for the rule, for the judge. The Muslim judge brings all the adillah, they bring the person, talk to him. If he's from the ulama, they bring ulama to debate with him and explain to him to see if he has any shubha, any doubtful matter, if he's not clear. Now they look at many things, Ikhwan. So we should do ourselves a big favor. Don't get involved in these matters. Aynam. We understand them, we study them, but we are not, this is not for us. This is for qualified people. So the Shaykh says, as for the sins that are less than shirk, does not take person off Iman and off Islam. Even if they are major sins. Yes, they major sins. We don't belittle them, but they do not take a person out of Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in two places in Surah An-Nisa, verse 48 and 116, verily Allah does not forgive shirk for a person to ascribe partners with him in worship, but he forgive anything else to whom he wills.
Amen.
And this is Yawm al-Qiyamah, by the way. Meaning if someone meets Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah upon shirk, Allah does not forgive that person. But if a person meets Allah with major sins that are not shirk, not from the nullifies of Islam, these people under the Mashi'a of Allah, if Allah wishes to forgive them, will forgive them. If Allah wants to punish them, they will be punished, but they will end up in the Jannah because they died upon Tawheed. But here in this life, the dunya, if a person is upon shirk, but they repent, Allah accept from them. There are people are Christians, they Jew, Buddhist, atheist, people upon shirk, like the Qaboriyun, Sufiya, who worship graves, worshippers, and they think they are upon Islam. MashaAllah, when the haqq is made clear to them, and they say, A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah, wa natub ilayh, and they become upon tawheed, alhamdulillah, Allah accepts from them. يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. It is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts the tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Zumar, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, O my servants who wrong themselves with sins, never despair from the mercy of Allah, for indeed Allah forgive all sins. لأنه هو الغفور الرحيم سبحانه وتعالى. والخوارج ماذا يقولون؟ يقولون مرتكب الكبيرة كافر ولا يغفر له وهو مخلد في النار. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. But the خوارج they say, if a Muslim commit a major sin, he's a kafir, a disbeliever, and he is from the dwellers of the hellfire. They say he is from the dwellers of the hellfire, والعياذ بالله. وهذا خلاف ما جاء في كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى. And this is a clear opposition to what's in the book of Allah. This is not like statements of the Khawarij against statement of this country or the other. No, they oppose the ruling that is in the book of Allah for these people who commit major sins. مَا السَّبَبْ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ يَا أَخْوَانَ مَا السَّبَبْ. These people, they read the Qur'an. Ya subhanAllah. They read a lot of Qur'an. They fast many days. They make tahajjud. As the Shaykh is going to say later on, the Prophet ﷺ, he said to the companion, تَحْتَقِرُونَ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعَ صَلَاتِهِمْ وَسِيَامَكُمْ مَعَ سِيَامِهِمْ وَتِلَاوَتَكُمْ الْقُرْآنَ مَعَ تِلَاوَتِهِمْ يَمْرُقُونَ مِنَ الدِّينِ كَمَا يَمْرُقُ السَّهْمُ مِنَ الرَّمِيَّةِ. These are the people, as the Shaykh is going to mention this narration later on. The Prophet ﷺ addressed the companion. He said, you will belittle your salat to theirs, to the Khawarij. They pray a lot. You will belittle your fasting to theirs. They fast a lot. Your qiyam and tahajjud to theirs. They make a lot of tahajjud and recitation of the Quran. But he says they exit Islam the same way the arrow exits the bow. Ya subhanAllah. So what is ما السبب؟ كيف ضلوا؟ لماذا ضل هؤلاء؟ نعم عندهم حماس وعندهم غيره وعندهم صلاة وتلاوة القرآن وتهجد وصيام، لكن كيف ضلوا؟ ما السبب؟ These are people you think they are not Jew, Christian, or they are Buddhist, or they worship some idol here. Yeah, people they fast days, they read a lot of Quran, they pray tahajjud. So why they went wrong? Man ya'rif? Anybody knows?
Huh?
أحسنت. السبب أنهم ليس عندهم فقه للنصوص. That's the reason. Many texts, they know the Quran, they memorize the Quran, but they don't have the correct understanding of the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. لاحظوا يقول الشيخ أن السبب الذي أوقعهم في هذا أنهم ليس عندهم فقه. نعم هم جماعة اشتدوا في العبادة والصلاة والصيام وتلاوة القرآن، وعندهم هؤلاء الخوارج غير شديدة على الدين، لكنهم لا يفقهون، وهذه هي آفتهم، هذه هي الآفة. أسأل الله السلام والعافية. لهذا ورد في صحيحين من حديث معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله والعكس صحيح، من لم يفقه في دين الله هذا لم يريد الله به خيرا ولو ادعى الخير لنفسه. The Shaykh said, notice now that the reason why they went wrong and they deviated, what led them into this? No understanding. Rather, no sound understanding. No sound understandings of the text of the legislation. Naam. They were diligent upon ibadah. A lot of salat, a lot of fasting.
recitation of the Quran. They have jealousy. They have concern for Islam, for Muslims. They want this, that, but all of that. With that, all of these things that seems to be good things. Of course, somebody who fasts many days, recite the Quran constantly. Somebody who's constantly making tahajjud, fasting, salat. Of course, these are good things. And they have ghairah. They want the Muslims to be upon the help on this. That's a good thing. But without correct understanding, it means nothing. And that's their calamity that befallen them. No understanding of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فالاجتهاد في الورع والعبادة لا بد أن يكون مع الفقه في الدين والعلم. الشيخ صالح الفوزان, he says, yes, to be diligent and perform actions of worship and ورع by staying away from the haram and staying away from the متشابه, performing actions of worship, but it has to be with correct understanding of the religion and with knowledge. Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah, they collected the hadith on the authority of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, radiallahu anhumah, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah wants good for a person, He will grant them the sound understanding of the religion.
Amen.
Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says the opposite is totally true. If a person doesn't have understanding and sound understanding of religion, you should know that that person, that could be you and me, okay, we're not talking about somebody in some other state, okay? I'm talking about myself first. If we don't have the correct understanding of the religion, it means that Allah did not want no good for us. Even if we think we're upon good, this is what we're doing, what is it? But what is the understanding or the correct understanding of the texts? That is supposed to be built upon knowledge, not upon imitation. خاصةً في أمور العقيدة. لأن العقيدة توقيفية. لا بد لها من دليل من الكتاب والسنة. العقيدة الصحيحة لا تؤخذ من الملامات والخرافات ومن تقاليد الناس وما عليه الناس. Especially in matters of عقيدة عباد الله. Because the Islamic, the sound Islamic creed is not taken from the dreams are from customs and traditions of the people and what the majority of the people are upon, even though that they are upon falsehood. Rather, the aqidah is to be taken from its proper sources, the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the correct understanding. We don't bring an ayah and hadith and we understand it the way we want. Subhanallah, man, you don't, if you're not a mechanic, your car gives you trouble, you don't just pop the hood and start cutting wires. So you know that. You're going to cause damage, you take it to the one who knows, the mechanic. Same times when you see your son coughing and maybe, you know, and breathing hard, you don't say, son, look, I'm going to give you this or that. No, you take them to the doctor. You do ruqya shar'iyya and you take them to the people. Likewise, we take these matters to the noble scholars. Because Allah commands us to do so. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And we have to recognize our levels as well. Never forget who you are. You always should know who you are. How much can you run? How much can you jump? You can jump from a first floor, but you can, they take you on the 10th floor and say, jump. Yeah, I can jump. No, you can't. You should know your limitation. Don't speak in a matter that is not for you. Matters that are above you, don't speak. Say, Allahu A'lam. Speak with knowledge too. Yes, those who have not, don't have knowledge, that's why they keep talking about the deen of Allah. But those who have basics, they say, look, man, this is the deen of Allah. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is not a statement I say, except that there is an angel ready to record it. إِمَّا لَكَ وَإِمَّا عَلَيْكَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And that which written, it will be whether for you or against you in يوم القيامة. On a day whereas no wealth, no children, no family members will be of any benefit. لا ينفع إلا العمل الصالح إلا الإخلاص إلا التوحيد إلا الاتباع. Nothing will benefit in that day except sincerity, sound aqidah, the tawheed, adherence to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. أسأل الله لي ولكم التوفيق والثبات على الدين. صلى الله عليه وسلم وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والإخلاص في القول والعمل. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحمي بلاد المسلمين من كل شر. صلى الله أن يجمع كلمتهم على الدين وعلى ما يحب الله ويرضاه. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.